Welcome to Pop Up Chinese. I'm David.
I'm Brendan.
大家好，我是 Echo.
And we are big animal lovers.
We're also at the forefront of science and technology.
Yes.
And today's podcast is the result of one of the state-invested projects under the 11th Five-Year Plan, providing us with a direct tunnel into the thoughts of our four-footed friends.
Yes, Richard Adams, this one's for you.
天气真好啊，
嗯，
生菜也很好吃，
生活真好，
生活真好，
嗯，
天气真好啊，
嗯，
生菜也很好吃，
生活真好，
生活真好，
嗯。
Fact of the matter is, they're not deep thinkers.
They're very cute.
Echo, why don't you let us know what they're saying? We'll do it line by line.
天气真好啊。
天气真好啊。
The weather is really nice.
Yeah. And we're going to hear that again. Really nice.
真好。
Really nice.
嗯。
生菜也很好吃。
生菜也很好吃。
That's actually kind of complex as a sentence for an absolute beginner.
Yeah.
But let's break it down. We've got lettuce.
生菜。
Also.
也。
Then we have the adverb very, which you've heard before.
很。
And then tasty.
好吃。
Which is literally good to eat.
Yeah, yeah.
Or good eaten.
Mm-hmm.
生菜也很好吃。
Life is good.
生活真好。
生活真好。
It's life.
生活。
And then really good.
真好。
生活真好。
生活真好。
Life is really good.
Yeah.
我好喜欢兔子。
So, yeah, there's no kind of fascist rabbit brigades. No,
there are not many rabbit goths.
Yeah. It's a life eating lettuce, pretty much. Even in China.
It's a very short life eating lettuce, typically.
So, let's listen to the dialogue again. Hope you pick up a bit more of it this time.
Yeah.
天气真好啊。生菜也很好吃，
生活真好，
生活真好。
There are a couple of things that we want to talk about. I think the most important is adverbs, or they're called Chinese adverbs of degree.
Right.
And the first one you probably learned was what, Echo?
很.
Which is very.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as in very good.
很好。
Very hungry.
很饿。
Very tired.
很累。
Yeah. And so in this lesson, we get another adverb of degree, which is...
真。
Which is really.
Yeah, as in, I'm really good.
真好。
Really hungry.
真饿。
Really tired.
真累。
Right? So we've just swapped one adverb for the other. Right?
Yeah. And these work... almost exactly the way they do in English.
Yeah, yeah.
And actually, 真 is a little bit stronger than 很, and especially when you add a at the end of the sentence or at the end of the adjective, like the first sentence, 天气真好啊.
This also makes you sound kind of girly.
It does, yeah. Yeah. One other thing that's worth pointing out is if we take a look at the first sentence.
天气真好啊.
The weather is really nice.
Our grammar structure is subject.
天气.
And then the adverb.
真.
And then the adjective.
好.
Yeah. Without getting too complicated, the adjectives in Chinese a lot of the time are really verbs. In this case, 好 means to be good.
Weather, adverb, good.
天气真好啊.
And this is pretty much the same structure we have for the other sentences.
生活真好。
The only exception is one slightly more complicated sentence about lettuce.
Yeah, yeah.
生菜。
生菜也很好吃。
生菜也很好吃。
This is almost the same. The only difference is that you're inserting an also right after the subject.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
也生菜也很好吃。
So the lettuce is also very tasty.
Yeah. So if this is your first lesson, it sounds a bit tricky when you start, but it's really not that tricky.
Yeah.
Right? It's like building blocks with Lego. Just stick them right next to each other.
And the nice thing about this structure is it will take you all the way to advanced Chinese.
Yeah.
Right.
This is such a basic and fundamental structure.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Play with it a few times, make it yours.
Yeah. Why don't we take a listen to the dialogue again?
天气真好啊。
嗯。
生菜也很好吃。
生活真好。
生活真好。
嗯。
We meant this dialogue to be kind of a bit deadpan, and Echo listened to it, and she was like, oh, it's so cute.
It's so cute. I like rabbits.
Yeah, she's the pro-rabbit faction in the room right now.
Yeah, and Brennan is, you're the anti-rabbit faction.
I'm not anti-rabbits.
You like Watership Down.
I did not like Watership
Great
Down.
Book. I'll take Watership Down over 1984 any day of the week.
Well, that's because 1984 gets rammed down your throat in a way that Watership Down doesn't.
Anyway. Pop-up Chinese, where you're going to learn Chinese from rabbits.
We are broadly pro-rabbit.
Yes. If you have any questions,
you can always write to me at echo@popupchinese.com.
And we look forward to hearing from you.
Have fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, from
have
Beijing.
Fun.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Enjoy.